Hi everyone, this is Melissa West from Career and Alumni Success, and this is our second episode of our career podcast. Today we are here with Jasmine Hagebrook to discuss interviewing skills. Jasmine is a career advisor here in Atlanta, and she advises the communication and fine arts degrees. Thank you for being here, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
So, the dreaded interviews. Let's hope we can calm some nerves and prepare students to have amazing interview skills. So, there are different types of interviews. Can you touch on those a bit?
Sure. Typically, I would say interviews are broken down into phone interviews, Skype interviews, and in-person interviews. The first round of interviews are students after they apply online. Typically, they'll do a phone screening, and after that, if they're in the same city, then there's an in-person interview. If not, then most people like to do the Skype interviews.
Awesome. So, do you suggest students preparing differently for each of those interviews, or is it typically the same preparation?
I would say it's definitely the same preparation. You definitely want to be 120% prepared for a phone interview, Skype, or in-person interview. You want to research the company for sure, know the ins and outs of that company, their products, their services, their values, their missions. You want to know who you're interviewing with. So if you already have that person's name, you should look them up on LinkedIn, kind of get to know them a little bit. You know, maybe you guys have something in common and you can bring that up in the interview. You should do some research on salary. So, you know, once you get to that stage in the interview, you can be prepared and know that, you know, salary differs depending upon the market and where you are and the company size. I also suggest students do mock interviews. We offer mock interviews in our office, so it's a good way to kind of, you know, get the nerves out with someone else other than the person who may be giving you a job. So doing a mock interview is very key, and because you really want to make that interview conversational. You know, it's not just like ask a question, answer a question. You kind of want it to flow like a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And that hopefully makes students feel less nervous thinking of it as more of a conversation instead of an interview.
Right.
So what are some of those typical questions that students should be prepared to answer?
I would say that, you know, some of the general questions are, tell me about yourself. And you would think that's an easy question to answer, but it's not. So that's one that I would suggest people really kind of go over of what you would say. You know, you want to talk about your degree program, even maybe why you chose SCAD, because SCAD is a, you know, holds a, you know, a strong name out there in the industry. You can talk about what you're interested in doing with your degree. Some of the other questions that are commonly asked are your strength and your weakness. That's always a tough one, that weakness. And you don't want to say something so cheesy like, I'm a perfectionist. Like, okay, we all are. Or I'm hardworking. Okay, so am I. You know, you want to have a nice, honest answer as far as, you know, I like to tell people, tell somebody a skill or software or something that you struggled with at one time, and then talk about how you did some extra help sessions or, you know, took some courses online just to better yourself and how you've overcome whatever that quote unquote weakness was.
I always like to add to be prepared to answer the 5-year goal question, because a lot of employers will ask that, and that one is something that you can really mess up on, because if you don't kind of align your goals with what you're interviewing for, it could be a really bad thing. So let's say you're a fashion designer and you're applying for an assistant design position, and you say in 5 years, I want to have my own company. They may not hire you because they want you to work for their company. So yes, definitely be prepared to answer that question.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I really don't like that question. I mean, I wouldn't want someone to even ask me that question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know. Well, I think you should definitely, like you said, speak to what you're applying to, you know. Mm-hmm. You could say something simple like, I want to be creating great work with great people, you know. Keep it simple.
Perfect. So you get to that final in-person interview. How should you dress? Should guys always wear suits? Should women always wear pantsuits? How do you feel about that?
That's a tough one, I would say, you know, because some people definitely have their own personal style that they can, you know, play off of when they go to an interview. I would say, in general, business casual is the way you should, you know, caution yourself. I don't think men need to wear the 3-piece suit, or, you know, women don't need to have to wear stockings. You know, you don't have to be that old-fashioned. And if you really are totally confused about what to wear, I would say go to like the top few stores that you can go in, say, okay, I'm going on to an interview and help me pick out an outfit. So your J. Crew's, your Banana Republic's, your Limited, those are places that you can go and put together, get something put together for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for giving us all this great information.
You're welcome, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Listen to our next podcast on career action plans for each class level and how to prepare yourself to find a job or internship. Thanks for listening.